Chapter 60, Amanda. It was almost 7:30. They'd finished the pizza, had coffee, some ice cream, and Billy had distracted her with his near encyclopedic knowledge of Dolly Parton.
I've got a confession to make, said Billy.
What, you don't like meatloaf? Said Amanda. He smiled, and then it faded quickly as he spoke.
No, it's Dolly. I was never a fan. Not in the beginning. I was an Eagles man. It was Luce, my Lucille, that is. She was a Dolly fan. Had her records playing in the house almost constantly. After she was murdered, the place was so quiet. I put on Luce's records. I never liked them before, not really. But now, I can't be without them. It reminds me of her, standing at the sink, washing dishes, singing Your Cheatin' Heart.
He laughed then, and it was genuine and warm.
Tell me about your daughter, he said.
Amanda normally resisted talking about Jess, but not then. It seemed different somehow. The tidal wave of pain that normally accompanied her memories of her didn't hit so hard this time. She loved unicorns. She had a whole collection of soft toys. You know, teddy bears, penguins, that kind of thing. But she never slept with them. She put them up on her shelf, and she'd stare at them at night. She only ever slept with one toy, a white, fluffy unicorn she called Sparkles. Jess couldn't go to sleep without it. I was sick after Luis took his own life. He blamed himself for Jess being stolen. I was in the hospital when Luis's parents buried them both. They forgot to put Sparkles in the coffin with Jess. That still bothers me. Jess was just, I loved her more than anything in this world, you know? She gazed out the window of the pizzeria at the passers-by.
How did you feel when you thought Crone was dead?
He asked. Relieved, like a cancer had been cut out of me. You know, when they found Jess, she was in a dumpster. Her clothes were missing. It was like she had been used and murdered and then just thrown away. I can't ever get that out of my mind.
They'll get him someday, Amanda. Men like that never change. They...
He stopped talking. His phone had started to ring.
Hello?
He said. Amanda couldn't hear the other end of the call. Instead, she leaned forward, put her elbows on the table, and fixed Billy with expectant eyes. He made notes on his newspaper, flipped it over to the list of names Amanda had written out, and then circled one of them. She didn't want to get her hopes up, but she knew they were close. They had to be. This was all that mattered for now. Billy thanked the man on the other end of the line and hung up.
Let's go. One of those IDs showed up as having a credit check completed against it last week. It was a rental company. My guy called them and gave them a story about checking on the reason for the credit search, making sure it was necessary and the individual had consented, etc. The credit search was because the person had rented an apartment in Brooklyn. I've got the address. They also came back with a DMV check on a black Mercedes S-Class. It's registered to a different ID and address, but that was 2 years ago. The rental in Brooklyn is our best bet. It's the most recent, and it fits with the timeline of her moving after Quinn's attack.
Let's go find her, said Amanda.